Okay, amazing. Chaver, so let's begin B'siyata D'Shmaya. So incredible to be able to sit with you, to be able to learn with you, to be able to delve into the inner dimension of Parashas B'Shalach, or one element of Parashas B'Shalach, the conversation of the Mayim Hamarim, the bitter waters, when Am Yisrael came to this place of Mara, and were unable to drink the water, and they complained that the water was bitter. And Moshe Rabbeinu takes the eitz, Moshe Rabbeinu takes this tree. Obviously, it's connected to Tu B'Shvat, where right now in Eretz Yisrael, at least, it's already Tu B'Shvat, this wondrous, mysterious Chag, this unbelievable time of renewal, rejuvenation, to give ourselves that blessing of a new start, of a new beginning. But Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to take this eitz and to throw it into the water, and the water becomes sweet. This is a very mysterious sugya, a very mysterious portion of the Torah. The whole entire B'Shalach is packed. Some of the Svarim that comment on the whole entirety of the Torah Kedosha. When it comes to Parshas B'Shalach, Shir Sayam, for example, look in Kedushas Levi, he has pages and pages, never ending, of an explanation of Az Yashir. Just of those words, Az Yashir, but certainly the rest of that song. And the whole Parsha, all of the different elements, B'Shalach is a packed parsha, Be'ezer Hashem. I'm so excited that we have decades to learn together, Be'ezer Hashem, and that I can learn from you, and that we can learn from each other to continue to delve deeper into our holy Torah that's so relevant, that's so eternal, that has something to say to you and me today. What a privilege, what a schus, how exciting, Be'ezer Hashem. Okay, so we're going to delve into this part of the parsha through the prism of a teaching from the Degel Machane, Ephraim Schussi Agonalenu, the grandson of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. I'm just going to share my screen, and we'll begin. Okay, so I hope that the Chever can see. Nobody has their video on, so I assume that it's fine. And let's jump in. There's a lot to do, and we need a lot of Siyata D'Shmaya as always, and that's all we ask for, and that's all we need. Okay, so let's jump in, Siyata D'Shmaya, to the Degel Machane Ephraim, on Parshas B'Shalach, on these psukim, O Yoimar V'Yavoyim Urasa, V'Loy Yichlu, or they weren't able to drink the words, the water rather, V'Yaro Hashem Eitz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs them, or instructs Moshe Rabbeinu rather, to take an eitz that we discussed, this bitter, ultimately bitter eitz, this bitter tree, that the bitterness sweetens the bitterness, that's also a very deep thing, and to throw that into the water. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues, and Moshe Rabbeinu delivers this message of Im Shemoya Tishma, if you listen to everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding you by Mara, we received commandment, Shabbos was established by Mara, and the Choyk of Paraduma, and others, Im Shemoya Tishma. So then we're going to be zoichet to all of the blessings. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says all of the machla, all of the sicknesses and the illness that was cast upon Mitzrayim will be removed from you. Ani Hashem Refecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says these miraculous, wonderful, sweet, and beautiful words of I am Hashem, your doctor. And when we have that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our doctor. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu at will can heal any sickness that He Himself created. And that when He doesn't heal, it's clear to us. Even though from our standpoint, we have to do a shtadlus. And there are people, Rachmana Litzlan, throughout Am Yisrael and throughout the world at large, that are lying on their deathbeds, on their sickbeds. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. From our perspective, we need a daven. And that our tefillah can change everything, because when we daven, it's not getting a second opinion from another doctor. It means to say that we're going straight to the source of Ani Hashem Reifecha, the master of the world, who's the doctor with the capital D, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to heal everything and change everything. And when he doesn't, it's kol ma'da'av rachmanas letav avid. And everybody should have a refuah shalema and live long and happy and healthy. All the people on this call and all of Am Yisrael and the entirety of creation, Be'ezer Hashem, we should merit to that time period of Chuasa Mayisa Lanetzach, of tapping into the Nitzchias of life, to be able to really live eternally, forever. But Al Kopanim, in this Pasuk, Hashem says, Ani Hashem Reifecha. I am Hashem, the one who heals you. Hanani Hashem Bazeh says the Degamach in Ephraim's Chusi Aganalenu, which to my knowledge is one of the only tzaddikim that uses this lashon all the time. Not in every piece, but in many of the pieces, especially a glorious piece, like we're going to learn unbelievable teaching. So he begins always by acknowledging this, that the teaching that he's writing is Hanani Hashem Bazeh Berachmav Uberev Chasada, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed me and graced me with this teaching, that it's not my own understanding, but it's rather a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem allowed me to understand something super deep, Chever. This is so deep and it's so beautiful. And like the teaching that we learned last week, this is one of those teachings that it encompasses everything. It's the whole Yiddishkeit in one teaching. It's so, so amazing. And what a privilege to be able to learn it with you. Al Derech Remez. To understand Al Derech Remez, to be able to understand in the manner of illusion, a deeper level of understanding, the inner dimension. But before we get into the actual understanding of this episode of the Mayim Hamarim, of those bitter waters, at Mara, at that place that's called bitterness because of the water that was impossible to drink, until Moshe Rabbeinu fixed this water with this eitz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to throw in. We need to first understand this Mayim Razal, Kol HaOisik Batar L'Shma, that anybody that is Osik, anybody that's involved in the Limud of Torah and Torah study, L'Shma, with everything that word implies, there are so many different connotations to L'Shma, L'Shem Hashem, L'Shem Hashchina, for the Torah's sake, for the sake of our Dveikas, of our relationship with Hashem, which was the predominant view in the Hasidic works, is Lishma means for the sake of a dveikos, for the sake of a connection, for the sake of building a relationship with the master of the world. Zoicha says the Mishnah L'Dvarim Harbe. Such a person is going to merit Dvarim Harbe, many, many things. But what are the many things that a person who is Osek in Torah Lishma Zoicha to? Chazal already tell us, and I spoke about this Tuesday night in the Sichas Aran series, Chazal already told us, based on the pasuk Oyur Chiyamin Biyamina Uvismoila Oyshir V'Chavay, and Chazal tell us what does it mean Yamin and what does it mean Smol. It means that those who are on the right are those that are learning Torah Lishma. Those that are on the Smol on the left are those that are learning Torah Shaloy Lishma. Oyur Chiyamin Biyamina. Those that are learning Torah Lishma have Oyur Chiyamin, have a long life, and doesn't just mean that they'll live a very long time, which we see B'chush. We're able to see how our Gedolim in the past couple of generations lived phenomenally long lives. The Skalena Rebbe. And obviously, you know, on the Litvish side, Rabbi Eliyashin and Ruchaim Kanievsky, but the Mechaim Lechaim, you know, Shlita, and they've lived mamish in this world, that experience of Eirich Yamin Biyamina, the Bechina of Eirich Yamin. But also, B'smoyla Oishir B'chavi, those that are on the left side, those that are learning Torah Shaloy Lishma, are Zocha to wealth and to grandeur. Mm-hmm. And says Chazal, what does it mean? Say Chazal, what does it mean that those on the right have Eirich Yamin and those on the left have an Oishir V'chavid? How does that make sense, right? That those on the right will only have Arich Yavim and not Oishir V'chavid. Say Chazal, Kol Shekein Oishir V'chavid. Certainly those that are on the right will have both Arich Yavim and Oishir V'chavid on a simple level. Zeichel Devarim Harbi, there are so many blessings that come from a person rooting himself in Torah, and it doesn't just mean to sit in front of a sefer, but it means that all of life, everything that we encounter, every circumstance, every situation, like we'll learn, we're able to perceive the Torah in that. And that's what a tzaddik is that the whole, all of life is Torah, and all of life is one gigantic opportunity to be able to encounter our HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to further build that relationship with Him. That's on a simple level. Zoich Nadvarim Harbe says the Degel something amazing. Ram Zubazeh, he says, Chazal are hinting to us something incredible. Shemevi Zakus Ubihirus Afilu Bamakam Imke Aklipa Shibachinas Harbe Besoid Kalamoisif Gareya. He says this concept of harbe, of a lot of things, is something that is intensely this worldly, intensely rooted in Olam Hazeh. Because in the Olam HaEmes, in that world of Emes, why do we call it the Olam HaEmes? What is the concept of Emes? I spoke about this Sukkot time, based on Rabbi Nachman's teaching in the Kutum Ran Taret Tzadi Aleph, that Emes means singular. Emes doesn't just mean that something is true. But the essence of truth means that it is only this way and not any other option. Sheker is multiplicity. Sheker is harbe. It's many, 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 many different roots and many different ways of approaching something. When a person wants to lie about a book or about a sefer, that he have a sefer over here, and a person wants to lie, he could say it's 1,000 things. He could lie in 1,000 different ways. He could say it's a table. He could say it's a chair. It's water. It's a house. He could say 1,000,000 things if he wanted to lie about what it was. But if he wants to tell the truth, there's only one thing he could say, is that it's a sefer. Because right now it's only a sefer. In its current form, it's nothing else. Truth is singular. And the Olam HaEmes is the world of singularity, is the world of Achdus, of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is wrapped up into Hashem's Echad Yachad Miyuchad, where all there is the option of choosing a relationship with Hashem. There's no other option. There's nothing else. There's no sheker of being able to lie about that and to be able to say that there's no God, or to be able to live in such a way where a person makes a decision based on this momentary Yetzahara and this momentary Kfira to believe that there's an option of choosing something outside of God, which is only in this world of sheker. What does sheker mean? Multiplicity. Harbe, this concept of harbe, of a lot, is something that is specific to this world. And that's why, without getting into it now, but that's the whole sod of the Goyril. Why the whole thing of Purim is coming through Haman's Goyril. How the whole thing comes through this raffle. Because a Goyril also, in order to make a raffle, in order to make a lottery, that depends on the premise of Dvarim Harbe, that there are many things to choose from. And that is hinting to us, this concept that the Nes of Purim happened Besoch Teva, and that's hinted to us, as a Kedusha Slavi, others from also Rav Nassim Likutei Halachos, that happens in the realm of Goyril, in the realm of a lottery, which is predicated on the concept of Dvarim Harbe, that I can choose one from many. In the world of singularity, there's no lotteries, right? Because a lottery means that I draw a lot, that I draw one from all of the others that I don't draw. And this person is the winner. That's only Shaykh and Olam Hazeh. And Olam HaEmes, everybody's a winner, or nobody's a winner, but there's only one truth. There's no specificity, there's no multiplicity, there's no disparity between one and another. And that's why Purim, that's a Nes Besoch Teva, that the name Elohim is not mentioned once in the whole Haggadah, in the Haggadah, it's the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in the Haggadah, but that's a separate thing. But in the whole entire Megillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not mentioned, it's a Nes Besoch Teva, and that's why the Nes comes through a Goyril, because Goyril and a lottery, their concept of drawing lots, is something that's specific to this world. Besoch Teva Al Kolpanim, the concept of Harbe is a this worldly, lowly experience of being able to live in an Olam HaSheker, when there is different things, when there's different options, when there's multiplicity, when there appears to be many things that are not connected to the oneness or subsumed within a Kadosh Baruch Hu's goodness and holiness, where it seems to be good and evil. That's already this worldly, where there could be good and there could be evil. There could be Baruch HaToyva HaMeitiv and something positive, and another Bracha Baruch Dayana Emes and something negative. Whereas in the Olam HaEmes, when Mashiach comes and it's going to be that world of Ayyamahu Yi Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad, on everything we're going to say Al Toiva Ameitiv. Because over there's no other option, where everything is going to be clear to us that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness, and we're going to experience it, not just on the level of Emunah, but it's going to be clear to us. We'll see the other side of the tapestry, where all of those unseemly threads that we were looking at from the wrong side, we're going to see how it made this beautiful, beautiful picture and this beautiful portrait and tapestry. Harbe is this world. Says the Degel, you know what it means? Ha'oisik batar l'shma zoichin dvarim harbe? So of course, on a simple level, it means that a person who learns Torah Lishma is zayicha to Oishar v'chavoy, he's zayicha to Arach Yamim, he's zayicha to so many brachas. Of course. But the word zayicha could mean to merit too, but it could also mean to cleanse or to clarify. Melashin zach, like shem and zayah zach, right? Pure oil. Pure. Says the Degel. A person that learns Torah Lishma, zayichin, he's able to purify Dvarim Harbe. Even the world of sheker, even the world where there's so many different things that we could choose, when there's so many different options and choices, and it's up to our own bechira, and the tzaddik that's connected to Torah Lishma, which Torah comes from that place, we're going to learn, Torah comes from that place of Chachma Ilah, Torah comes from that place of unification, of oneness, of Ayraisa v'kutsh b'richu chad, that world of Echad. So memela zoichan d'dvarim harbeh. No matter what he's looking at in this olam of sheker, when there's hot and cold and summers and winters and days and nights and good and bad and Republicans and Democrats, v'chule v'chule, all of the different splits among all of the different aspects and facets of this worldly being and this worldly experience, zoichin l'dvarim harbe. He cleanses all of that. He realizes that Hashem's will is permeating everything and that he's connected ach v'rak to what the Ratzon Hashem is. That's the MS, and he doesn't live in such a way where he lives within a lottery. It's batal the bechira, because he realizes that all there is Hashem echad u'shmai echad, even in this world. Zoichan advarim harbe. Ramzu mazeh, and that's what he's saying over here. Shemevi zakus u'behiras. He purifies, clarifies. Afil b'makam imke aklipas. Even in that lowly place of the klipas, like we talked about, that's always, always Lashon Rabim. The klipas, the many klipas, because it's in this world of harbe, in this world of goyrel, in this world of teva, in this world of sheker. He cleanses that all. Shehein b'chinas harbe b'soy kol ha-moisif gareya. And this is the secret understanding of what Chazal tell us. Whoever adds on gareya takes away. If you try to take too much, you try to do too much, it's going to take away. Ultimately, it's going to be less in quality than it is in quantity. Because Hashem, a lot of chevra already receiving their books, and some of you are reaching out to me about how you're enjoying it and what you're learning and sharing your thoughts. And so over there, we speak a lot about the dichotomy between quality and quantity. So on a simple level, Chazal are telling us, if you're going to try to add too much quantitatively, gareya, so then the quality is going to be lacking. Says the Degel, on the level of Sod, we're able to understand that kol ha-moisif, any realm in which there's the possibility of adding, that there should be one, but not in the way of yachid, where it's unique, ein benimna, that there's no numbers afterwards, it's just echad yachid umiyuchad, not that there's one, that Hashem is one in the sense that he's one, and chas v'shalom, there's a two after that. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad yachid umiyuchad. In this world we say one, but there's two, three, four, because there's the option to be mosif. Says the Gemara, kol ha-moisif, anytime that you're going to be in this realm of moisif, of the possibility of adding, gareya. Ultimately, that realm is a realm that's garua, that's a realm that's lowly, that's the realm of sheker, that's the realm of multiplicity, of disparity, of the option of choosing many things. Shumitzara klipa, that comes from that place of the klipa, and that realm of all the negative forces in this world that are ultimately forces of sheker, trying to convince us in this illusion that there could possibly be other ways of living that are outside of the Ratzon Hashem, that are separated from our innermost desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam sham yuchal hamshich zakus ubihiros arach chachma. These tzaddikim that are learning Torah lishma, zoichin, they cleanse ledvarim harbe, that realm of harbe, they cleanse that. They cleanse that. That even in that place of the klipa, gam sham yuchal hamshich zakus ubihiros, they draw down that light that gives them that clarity that they don't even see another option. But they live their lives ach v'rak in connection to that world of echad yachad umiyuchad. And whether things are going good for them, whether things are going negatively for them, they already live in that place of toiva hametiv, on both good and both negative. Kishem shevarchem ala toiv, mevarchem ala rab, not even with a different bracha. Mamash, they live in that consciousness, the olam habadik consciousness. So this world is already not concealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the biggest revelation of Him. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us in everything, 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 everything. We had a quote, I think it was yesterday's quote or 2 days ago, I think it was yesterday's quote from the Maharanayim, that taste, that a person tastes in food, that's Elokus, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. It's an amazing thing. And this is the way the Tzaddikim lived. This is the way the Tzaddikim lived. Al Yidei Oiskoi b'tayra l'shma levatel oinkus chashkes aklipas. They're able to nullify all of that realm of sheker that's an illusion. They nullify that. They jump over that whole treacherous experience of living in the alma de shikra, and they only see the olam of emes. B'yoyimahu ashi Hashem echad ushmai echad. They already experience that now. Ule ha'iram ba'ara chachma, and they illuminate that realm with the light of chachma. Al yidei oiskai b'tar l'shma, we did that levatel oinkos cheshkiyos haklipas, that darkness, they illuminate that ula ha'iram ba'ara chachma v'zeh yishleim. And this we're able to understand gam kin kavanas amram, this that Chazal tell us yudeya haya b'tzalel l'tzarif oisiyos shebehem nibru shemayim v'aretz. Amazing, amazing, amazing teaching. Chazal tell us that b'tzalel, even on a simple level, this is a gevalt, that b'tzalel knew how to permutate the letters with which the world was created. That Sefer Yetzirah, right, which is Miyuchas to Avram Avinu, it's one of the oldest Kabbalistic texts that was passed down from Avram to Yaakov and so on, down through the generations that we have today still. Amazing, amazing thing. And that from that Sefer Yetzirah, that's how Rashi tells us that Rabba Bara Gavra, Rabba created a man using Sefer Yetzirah, Rashi tells us in that Gemara. And also over here, Rashi tells us that he knew how to be mitzarif these letters in the way in which Sefer Yetzirah describes the different connections, the different permutations of taking letters and swapping them and putting them together with other letters, and knowing how, with this chachma, to be able to bring these spiritual kelim of letters of Hebrew osios down into the olam hagashmi, to be able to create something using those letters with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But Salom knew this chachma on a simple level. Says the Degel, there's a deeper understanding of this also. That the word litzaref could mean to combine, to permutate, right? Tziruf, to be able to put two things together. But it could also mean, milashon, he's going to bring a pasuk, kitzruf kesef. This word litzaref can also mean to cleanse, kitzruf kesef, like they would. The word is slipping my mind right now, but that word in particular to this malacha of scouring, right, of cleansing in this way, to be able to get rid of any impurification or blemish within the silver, that's also litzarev. And so says the Hilig Degel, the etzrev, hanukamai, the etzrev kabar sigayich, like the pasuk says, sigayich, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will cleanse like bar, like something also that's very, very a cleansing, like a soap, right? Sigayich, all of those blemishes and all of those dregs and all of that lower level of impurification. It's a leimer. And with this understanding of the word litzarif means not only to permutate but to cleanse, we can understand shayodea litzarif ha'osias. Not that Bezalel knew how to put the letters together. That of course he knew, but he understood how to cleanse the letters. K'may mitzarif bebar, like a person goes into a dirty pitch and mitzarfim shamazov, and he takes out gold, or he takes out some precious metal that he finds deep down into a pit, and he has to scrub it, he has to scour it, he has to cleanse it in order to get rid of all of the impurities and all of the dirt and all of the mud. Me'akiros upsoilis kachoyim zacheich umelabim me'akiros aklipos v'himshich l'sham zakus ubehiros. But Salah looked around the world, and he looked in every physical thing in creation is founded upon the spiritual letters with which that thing is called in Hebrew. We spoke about this in the past, the Baal Tanya. It's very kedai to see in Shayicha Be'emun, at least the first two prakim. It's very, very important to be able to see what the Baal Tanya says over there. But the Baal Tanya describes that if you have a stone that's an even, it's not simply called an even in the way that in English a stone is called a stone, but it could also have been called a water bottle, and it could also have been called a guitar, right? There's nothing essential about this word stone and the thing that it represents, but in Hebrew it's not that way. In Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, when we refer to a stone as an even, these letters, Aleph, Beis, Nun, are the essence, the spiritual essence and life force of this thing that is a stone that we see in front of us. And it's like that for everything. Shamayim, it's not Stam Shamayim. Why is it called Shamayim? Shamayim, Eish and Mayim. All of these different sodos, when we look up at Shamayim, we don't see just a heaven. We see mamish, a blanket of these, you know, on a molecular level, of this word, Shamayim, these four letters, Shin, Mem, Yud, Mem. That's the essence of Shemayim that we see. And so Bezalel knew how to look throughout creation and to cleanse these letters by saying, I'm not going to look at the Gashmias. I'm not going to look at the physical counterpart, which is going to give me the illusory and false impression that there's multiplicity and that there's disparity in the world and that there's separateness. Because on a Gashmiistic level, you and I are separate from one another here. I'm sitting in my house, you're all sitting in your places, wherever you are, around the world, right? In different places, and we're separate. That's Begashmias. But Beruchnias, we're mamash one at our source. Beruchnias, there's nothing more unified than Jewish souls that are wrapped up into one collective soul and etched out of the Kisei HaKavod upon which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits, that unification, that dwelling place. That's also connected to this week's parasha of Kriyas Yamsuf, was Hashem's Kisei, Nachan Kisachem, Me'oz, the Medrash says, Me'oz Yashir. But there's nothing more unified. In the spiritual realm, everything is one. Depends how far back you go in the spiritual realm. Asiya, to Yetzirah, to Bria, to Atzilus, Adam Katman, all the way back up until everything is rooted in the Ein Sof, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite light. And so Bezalel knew how to cleanse these letters, to look at a stone, and he didn't cleanse the stone, right? That would also be beautiful, to be able to look at the stone and say, ah, I see that there's a lukus in there. No, but he viewed the essence as that there's no stone. The stone is just a distraction. All there is the letters, is the ruchniistic letters. And Mamela, zoichin ledvarim harbe. All of that gashmias separateness that Bezalel saw, he cleansed all of those letters from the gashmias. He got rid of it. He penetrated to the core, And at that core, he realized that all of the letters are drawing spiritual life force from the very same unified place, and everything is one, and Bayamahu or Bayam Hazeh, Yi Hashem Echad, or Haya Hashem Echad Ushmay Echad. That's how he's learning this. That Betzalel was able to be Metzarif, to be able to purify these letters, Mizachech Umalabin, Ma'akiris HaKlipa, Vehimshech L'Sham Zchus, or Zakus Ubihiris, like we explain. V'zeu Gam Kein Remez Amram, and with this we can explain another Maimer Chazal. The Chazal tell us, Megalglim Zchus Al Yedei Zakai. And this is a big cloud that a person zocha to do things for other people, a person that zocha to be involved in helping other people in any way, begashmis, beruchnis, makes no difference. Chazal tell us that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is megalgal in schus. If a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to bring goodness into the world, it's alidei zakai. A Kaddish Baruch Hu chooses one who is fitting to bring this to the world. Megalgal in schus, alidei zakai. So it's a wonderful thing. If we involve ourselves in chesed, then it mela means, right, through our own bechira, that means that we can retrospectively see was good all along, because it was the goodness that brought us to that place of wanting to do the chesed. Memela, after we're doing chesed, megaglin schus ayidei zakai. Right, so that's a great way to bring ourselves mikav chov lekav schus, is to do a chesed. Memela, you'll see that you're zakai, because Chazal tell us megaglin schus is only ayidei zakai. So it's a good thing to keep in mind. Each and every one of us, and all of us, are rachmanim by shanim goyim lechasadim. Memela, if we're in a family setting, which all of us hopefully are in some sense, or if we're in a communal setting, there's memela going to be throughout our daily lives. We don't even realize how much chesed we're doing, and how zakai we are, each and every one of us. Megaglin schus is ayidei zakai only. How pure we are at that core, at that source. But what's the deeper meaning of this? So he says, I want to explain this through the explanation of understanding this concept. Al darasha amarti kfar, of that which I've already explained, al inin shenemar, this that it says about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, yeminoi pshuta lekabel shavim, that God's right hand is extended to receive and to accept those that are coming back. What does this mean? A Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't have a hand. Lays dimyon, right? There's no dimyon for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. There's no tselem. There's no physical, or even on a mashal. What does this mean that a Kaddish Baruch Hu's hand is stretched out to receive those that are returning? What does this mean? Lahavinzeh, to explain this, Ech Shayach Inin Zeh Eitzel Hashem Yisbarach. How could we understand such a thing by Hashem? This concept of Yimin, of a right hand. What does this mean? Avla Inin Hu. But he says an amazing thing, a deep thing, a real thing that we're experiencing right now. Avla Inin Hu Shezeu Kinoi Lehisayros Chesed Kel Yisbarach. This expression of Yimin Cha Pshuta Lekabel Shavim, that Rebbeinu Shalom, your hand is stretched out to receive penitent sinners, those that are coming back to return, the Bali Tshuva, which I bless all of us to be all the time. It's Bali Tshuva, more and more and more, deeper and deeper, higher and higher, more and more essential at each and every moment. What does this mean? He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, that he sends into this world inspiration, Shereitze Lezakus Amoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us merit, Am Yisrael, his precious Jewish nation, who should leach or kadosh. So you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does? He sends down a or kadosh, a lofty spiritual, a holy light, neshama kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down a beautiful, precious, holy soul into this world, hanetzal miatzmusi yisbarach, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, lo'olam hazeh, into this world. Bal yideizem esayirin b'nei amoy v'shavim b'tshuvei lav yisbarach. This is talking about, he's going to say in the next line, the tzaddik, whose words we're learning from right now, and all of whose words are giving us this ability to do tshuva in the first place, to chart a path. Everybody says, you know, what do we need tzaddikim for? What do we need? The tzaddik is an intermediary. I don't need an intermediary. I could connect to Hashem on his own. I mean, this is the parasha of Ve'aminu both b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avdo. We see explicitly in the pasuk that there's a concept of emunas Hashem and emunas tzaddik. There's a concept of believing in the tzaddikim also, but that the tzaddikim chart a course, right? It's like the basic, without which the whole entire Torah is going to be very, very, very difficult to actualize without the advice of the tzaddikim, that they're giving us the tools to be able then to go in, you know, to the feast, and we have a fork and we have a knife and we're able to eat bichlal. Of course the Torah is there, and of course we engage with it on our own, and we can't rely on the tzaddik for anything, right? In Breslov, certainly not. Rabbi Nachman was very strong on this, that you have to do, the toil has to be yours, and you know, you can't rely on me to be able to fix you up. It's your yigiyah, it's your toil, and through that you can become yourselves tzaddik tzaddikim k'moini mamish. You can become tzaddikim like me, said Rabbi Nachman, on a very lofty level. But the tzaddikim give us the tools, and then we can go into the feast and we can eat, right? And so Hashem sends down this holy, holy neshama into the world, that through that Am Yisrael are able to be brought back to mitzvah b'lavis barav. And this is pshat on the pasuk. Yiminoi pshuta. What is this yimin? Yimin is always associated with chesed. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yimin, his chesed, that is pshuta l'kavol shavim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu extends in order to bring those that are far close to him? Says the Heilige Dega Machane Ephraim. Hainu or chazdai shehu atzadik. This reference to yimin ha-Hashem pshuta, what is that? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is outstretched? That's the tzadik. Sheyesh ba'olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down to this world. That is what the Yemin HaShem Pshuta L'Kabal Shavim is. That Hashem gives us tzaddikim. And how sad it would be if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took our generation and said, Chevra, I'm giving you tools that you can use to engage in the Torah in such a healthy, balanced, normal, Yishav Adas, wonderful way. To be able to bring it to settle into your relationships with your wife and with your husband and with your children and with your whole family and communally. To be able to be a balanced, healthy person. To be able to live the Torah not in a way of extremism, but in a way of balance, that at every moment in life we're able to bring ourselves to the center point, that if I'm down, I could find infinite chizik, and if I'm up, I could find infinite musr to keep me going. And we would ignore that. How devastating would that be? And in a certain way, without saying anything bad, but in a certain way, that's what's been happening. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifted us with these tzaddikim. What anybody's going to explain on a rational level, that the Magid of Mizrich should have had in his base medrash at that place, at that time, neshamas that were, each one of which would have come down to the world in any generation, would have been a gadol among gadolim. The Naaman and Malach, the Kedusha Slave, the Kajetz or Magid, the Chazim Lublin, the Rebbe of Milech, the Rebbe of Zusha, we said the Rebbe of Milech, the Rebbe of Zusha, Rav Asher of Stalin, Rav Avram Kalisker, the Balatanya, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. In one base medrash at one time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yimincha Hashem Pshuta L'Kabal Shavim. Hashem was giving us that refuah before the Makkah. And instead we look all around in every other place for a refuah, and we can't understand why we're not finding it, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us and it's literally sitting in front of our eyes, but for some reason or another, Ma'isa Satan is that Am Yisrael is not waking up to it. Slowly but surely we're getting there. But this is Yemin Chapshut Alekabot Shavim. This is the Yemin. This is Hashem's chesed to bring us back, this final generation, to be able to give us that chizik, to hold on to emunah, to hold on to tefillah, to hold on to Yerushamayim, to hold on to a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to hold on to the Shir HaShirim, that when everything else is falling apart, but all there is, I know at the end of the day, that even when we're in a fight, but at the end of the day, I'm realizing that I stood under the chuppah with you, with your essence, and that my essence is bound with yours, so that even though everything else is falling away, and even though there's corona, and schools are shutting, yeshivas are closed, and our shuls are boarded up, and we're not able to live in a systematic, institutional way, but our relationship with Hashem is there, it's so close, and it's so real. And that's the refuah. That's before the makkah. So let's open our hearts to it. That's Yimin Hashem Pshuta L'Kavol Shavim. Or Chazdei Shuat Tzadik Sheish Ba'olam Shenilkach Me Or Chazdei Yisbarach L'Kavol Shavim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent these souls into the world to bring us back. Shal Yodei Rabim Shavon Avim Shabashmayim, that through this tzadik many are going to return to our Father in heaven. Hein Al Yedei Torah Utfilas Eishamam Shechaleim Das, because the tzadik is giving us tools. He's giving us das. Das is always a mixture between chesed and gvura. Das is the mixture of chachma, bina, and das. Chachma is the right side. Bina is the left side. It takes in like a womb, the feminine aspect, to be able to hold back, not to be mashpia, but to take in and to develop something more perfect. That's das. Das is always a balance. And this is what the tzaddikim are giving us, is das. That la'asid lavi, the pasuk says about the coming of Mashiach, umala aretz, not chachma, to be able to become so wise with the wisdom of Hashem. And not umala aretz bina, to be able to have havana of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but umala aretz deya ladas es Hashem. That this light that the tzaddikim are giving us in their teachings is the light of das, is the light of balance, is the light of not extremism, of bringing it to the center point, to be able to be broad-minded, is the light of emes that sits at the center. Yaakov avinu titen emes li Yaakov. Yaakov is tiferes. Tiferes is in the midos. What das is in the moichin, in the intellectual, in the intellectual level, right? So if das is the mixture of the right and the left in the cognitive powers, so then tiferes is the mixture of chesed and gvur in the emotional powers, and that place is called emes. Titin emes li Yaakov. That's the sphere of tiferes that Yaakov Avinu is connected to. Yisrael ashebracha espa'er. Tiferes is Yaakov, and that's the aspect of emes of aleph mem tough. The whole entire aleph base. Yaakov Avinu is called breach hatichin hamavriach min akotze el akotze. It goes from side to side. It takes in everything. And it makes a balance of it so that in every aspect of your lives, when things are going good and when things are going bad, we're able to be mechaya ourselves. This is the das of the tzaddik, and this is the das of Mashiach that's coming into the world before the actual orb of the sun of Mashiach peaks above the horizon, but the light of Mashiach is already in the world, and this is Chassidus. Anias Daiti, and in accordance with what the tzaddikim are telling us, that from the time that the Baal Shem Tov came into the world, it was already the beginning. We could start to be able to hear the birds chirping before dawn, even before dawn, that the morning is coming. And that slowly but surely, it's a process described in the Medrash Tehillim of Kim'ah, Kim'ah. Slowly but surely, the sky gets brighter and brighter. And then Mashiach comes to finish the process. What is that messianic light? What is that messianic understanding? And the answer is Umala Aretz Deya Ladas Es Hashem. The balanced understanding of ultimate Musar, ultimate Chizuk. Not just taking one element of Torah and leaving everything else behind, but to see every aspect of Torah as equally important as a means toward the end of our relationship with Hashem. That is the Das of the Tzaddik. That is the Das of these Tzaddikim. That this is what the Tzaddik is giving to us. And that's why he uses this word Das. We hear as Ar HaChachma V'zeo Megalgalin Zchus. Chus al yidei zakai. What does this mean? Megalgalin zchus, says the Degel. Haynu Hashem yizbarach megalgal zachus. Ubihir is the same thing. It doesn't just mean that a person who merits other people, right, or who does chesed with other people is zakai in and of himself. But it means over here, zchus, we're talking about means to cleanse. And so megalgalin zchus, says the master of the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring cleansing into the world, intellectual cleansing, emotional cleansing, health. Zakus ubihiris lenishmas Yisrael l'chol advarim sheyesh ba'olam, and like we spoke about before, like betzal yadehi betzal letzarif oisius, not just to permutate, to combine, but letzarif means to cleanse, and like we learned all the way back in the beginning, zoicha ledvarim harbe, zoicha to cleanse dvarim harbe, the world of harbe, the world of goyrel, the world of teva, of multiplicity, of disparity. So the here too, negalgalin zuchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings cleansing into the world. Ubihiris lenishmas Yisrael lechol advarim sheyesh ba'olam afilu b'medrigas atachtoinim ha'oid ubahavanas davar zeh b'ma yochel ha'asik asoyis kach uvama koichel gadol kol kach v'naktam lo yadeh ba'asar ma'maris nivra olam. We skipped a little bit. Or he doesn't finish off, but he says megagolin zuchus. Ah, that we skipped. Ubihiris la'am Yisrael al yadeh zakai, through the tzaddik. That the zachus, the cleansing, that the tzaddik is taking everything in this world and bringing it up to be able to allow us, his talmidim and his disciples, to be able to see everything in the prism or in relation to that world of oneness, of unity, to be able to sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout every single aspect of our lives, both the good and the bad, both the ups and the downs, like we were discussing. This is Megalgalin Zechus Al Yidei Zakai, through the tzaddik. That the way to be able to live a life of clarity, not just of merit, it also means merit, but of clarity, is Al Yidei Zakai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yimin Chapshuta Lekavol Shavim, that Hashem's right hand, that expression of Hashem's chesed, is the tzaddik. Now says the Heilige Degel, Right, so let's finish this off. Even to the lowliest level. Says the Hilgot Tzaddik, Ubamanas Dover Zebamayachal Hasiga Sois Kach, Ubamakoicha Godokal Kach. What is the Tzaddik's strength? What is the Tzaddik's energy? Where does he get this ability? Where does he get this capacity? He says, let's take a step back. Hallo Yaduas known. This is so deep, Chevra. It's so unbelievable. It Mamish in Chasidus, you could say Dayenu on every single piece. If only Hashem would send into this world this piece from Dagam Achan Ephraim, it would have changed Yiddishkeit forever, just this one teaching. If we could really absorb it, I say it all the time, if I personally, I'm sure all of you have already absorbed it all, but if I could absorb 1 ounce of it, it would be enough. I'll just interrupt for a second, tell you a mashal. It's quoted in the name of Rabbi Nachman Chussi Agnolino, but it's brought from other places also. But in Breslov, it's brought from Rabbi Nachman, that there was a prince who became very, very, very sick, extremely ill, deathly, deathly ill. And the king was at his wit's end, he didn't know what to do, and he was going from doctor to doctor to doctor to this Fauci and that one and all the big infection specialists, and nobody could come up with anything what they should do. And they tried everything, all the different medications and therapies and holistic stuff and medical, nothing was working. Finally, there was a person who came to the king and he says, listen, he says, I know the cure, but it's going to be very, very costly. It's going to be very costly. So the king said, what could be so costly about a cure? I'm the king. I mean, what do you need? See, he says, well, this cure actually requires you to take all of the stones out of your crown. All these gemstones. Can you imagine how precious these stones to be able to be, you know, chosen, you know, to beautify and to decorate the king's crown as the highest, most expensive jewels. To take them, he says, to grind them all up, to mix it with water so that it's like a liquid. And we have to take this huge bucket of water mixed with these precious jewels and pour it over the prince's head. So the king says, listen, I'm willing to do anything. You know, despite the fact, again, that the crown is like the most expensive, etc. I'm willing to do anything for my son. But the king said, I don't understand. If all that's needed is for the prince to be able to have one drop of this, why are we wasting all of the other liquid, right, that's being poured onto the floor that you're pouring it over his head? Take it in a spoon, put a little bit of the mixture in, take one gem, mix it up, put it in one spoon, and give it to him, and that's it. So the Chacham said, he said, you don't understand. He said, this mixture is extremely bitter. Extremely, extremely, extremely bitter. And he says, if we were to try to go ahead and to even force it down his throat, his gagging reflex, he would throw it up. It wouldn't be able to settle at all, at all, at all. If he has even one drop of it, his system will reject it immediately. He says, the only way that we can get one drop in is to pour the whole thing over his head and hope that in the shock and in the fright of having a whole bucket be poured over his head, a little will go in without him even understanding it. Said Rabbi Nachman, one word of the Torah is enough to change us 1,000 times and to bring us mamish back to our Kodesh Baruch in the deepest way. But the problem is not that it's bitter, but it's so sweet and it's so impactful and it's so powerful that it's too dangerous, right? And so our system is not able to handle it. So Rabbi Nachman says, so the only goal is, or the only Eitzah is to delve ourselves and douse ourselves daily, consistently with 1,000 Torahs from the Tzaddikim and 411 lessons in the Likutei Moran and thousands of pages in Chabad Svarim and the Musar Svarim and Chazals and Agada and Halacha. We need a barrel of all these droplets of water to be able to pour that over our heads and hope that a little bit will really go in. You know, so listen to this teaching, what he says, an unbelievable thing. We're going to go a little bit over time. You know, by now I should just retitle the Shir as an hour-long Shir. Every week I say 45 minutes and it goes an hour anyway. Okay, what can you do? It's hard to say anything of meaning in 45 minutes. I don't understand how people do it. And today, you know, with all these little things, it's sweet, you know. We do, I'm guilty of it also, with LPI, we put out these little quotes. It's very nice, but people aren't changed from a quote, you know. It's nice, it's inspiration, it holds you up for 1 second. But to be able to really transform a consciousness in such a way of learning this stuff in such a way that it should become a part of us. And also, you know, in terms of the complexity, memela, it's hard to learn a whole Torah. And this is a short Torah. The Chabad Torah's entire arc could take 3.5 hours to learn. A real lesson of the Likutei Moran takes weeks, right? So, you know, but this is the kind of Torah that's able to really do inner work, a deep surgery. It's different than a small little band-aid or a small little setting of a fracture. You know, a heart surgery needs to take hours, you know? Okay, but I won't hold you for hours, but just a little bit more. Let's try to finish this teaching together. B'siyata d'shmaya, with Hashem's help. And he says, "Hala yadua, it's known by Asar Mamaris Nivra Olam, that the world was created with 10 utterances, with 10 sayings." This is so deep. We're going to do this quickly. This alone we could spend hours on. "V'heim chuvanim neged aseres hadibris." He says these 10 utterances with which the world was created are mechuvan, are parallel to the aseres hadibris, to the 10 commandments. And it's known via dua, he says, shadibor anoichi hu koil kol hatorah kula, that the entire Torah is wrapped up in the ten commandments in the Aseres Hadibros, and the Aseres Hadibros are themselves wrapped up into the word anoichi. And on a deeper level, the word anoichi is wrapped up into the letter aleph. Really, the whole entire Torah is wrapped up into the word, into the letter aleph of the word anoichi, of the Aseres Hadibros, of the Torah. Koil kalatar kula, really, because that's what it's all about. The Degel also says, I think the Noam Lamelech said, somebody asked him, "What's chasidus?" And the Noam Lamelech said, "What's chasidus?" He said, "It's chazaras hashir on the first shir that was ever given." What was the first shir that was ever given? Anoichi Hashem alikecha. That we forgot that. We forgot about Anoichi Hashem alikecha. We knew about lo yielecha. We're not idol worshippers, and we knew about the rest of the commandments very, very deeply, and to be able to clarify every single facet of every single halacha. But the essential Nekuda, from which everything else is supposed to extend, that relationship with Hashem, of Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, is that Ananafshi Ksavis Yehavis, that's what Anoichi stands for, the Gemara in Shabbos, that Hashem wrote down His soul and gave Himself to us, that He wants to have a relationship with us. That's all He wants. That's mamash all He wants. That got forgotten. And that's what Hasidus came back to bring us back to that. To that relationship. To that Chazaras Hashir of Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. So that's, the whole Torah is wrapped up into the word Anoichi, I am. And you can fill in the blank. I am in love with you. I am. What does Hashem Alekecha mean? What does that mean? Alekecha's din. It's all the negative stuff. Hashem is Rachamim. Anoichi is Hashem Alekecha. I am here for you. I am embracing you. Vechule. That's the whole Torah. And all of Halacha is just these little reminders throughout the day that are certainly obligatory. It's not a choice, right? Certainly obligatory. But they're gifted to us more than they're obligating or commanded upon us. They are gifted to us to help us remind ourselves that every turn, everywhere we go, we remember, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Hashem wants so deeply to be in love with us and to have a relationship with us and to give us the ability to connect with Him in every single area of life. That's what halacha is. Can you imagine if we gave this over to our kids? Can you imagine if we gave this over in our schools to reframe the way that we look at halacha, not as a, you know, Hashem is some sort of, you know, policeman standing there, you know, making sure that you're wearing a mask over your nose, you know, not just one nostril, but two nostrils, and He's standing there waiting to give you a ticket if He sees a little bit. No, that's not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. Hashem is our beloved lover. Hashem is the God of Shir Hashirim, and that it's all Anoichi Hashem Lekech, is the relationship, right? So the whole Torah is wrapped up into Anoichi. Hu koilo kol tarakulo kenegdai maimer rishin hu koilo kol hayud mamaris. And therefore, he says, the maimer rishin is hu koilo kol hayud mamaris. In the same way, if the Aseres Hadibros are parallel to the Asar Mamaris of Amnibra Shemaim Ba'aretz, memelu, we can understand that what? We can understand that if the whole Torah is wrapped up into Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, which is the first maimer, memelu, the whole creation of the world is wrapped up into the first mimer with which the world was created, which is Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim V'Haaretz V'Hineh. Mimer Rishon Bereshis. Ki Bereshis Nami Mimer. That the word Bereshis, even though it's not a mimer in the sense of a Yoimer Elokim Yi'ar, but Chazal tell us that Bereshis is also a mimer. It's called Mimer Sasam, that Rabbi Nachman says in Tarya Beis and Tinyana, other tzaddikim, Mimer Sasam, that it's a hidden mimer. It's a secret mimer. It's connected to the sphere of Keser. Keser is Ayin. We're not able to perceive the manner in which it's a revelation. It seems to us it's concealment, it's hidden, it's wrapped up within a Kodesh Baruch Hu's unknowable self, right? His essence, that impenetrable God that's above and beyond, right? That transcendent Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Who nimsa b'may marishin shehu bereshis. But ultimately the whole world is wrapped up into that first mimer. That bo'y levad dekola olam, that with this mimer the entire world was created. Oh, bereshis, what does the word bereshis mean? Says the Targum Yerushalmi b'chuchmasa. That the word reshis doesn't just mean in the beginning, but it means bereshis, with reshis. What's reshis? Chachma. Because the pasuk says, "Reishis Chachma is Yiras Hashem." Chachma is connected to Reishis. So the beginning of, in a creative process, the first stage is going to be the Chachma. It's going to be the burst of intellect, the brainstorm. There's a level beyond that that's Keser, but without getting into that, that's the will to even create. But the first step of the actual Tachlis creative process where we can begin drawing up a blueprint, which is Bina, is Chachma. It's just, whew, I have an image, I have this brainstorm, right, that I want to build a mansion. Okay, Bina is to sit down now and to be Mitzayer, to draw Mitzayer Tziurim, and to make a blueprint of what the house is going to look like. But the first step is Chachma. Reishis is the beginning, is the first step. Reishis is Chachma. Sof Masa b'machshava tchila. The Reishis is Chachma. And so Bereishis means with Chachma Hashem created the world. Bereishis. Shu haschalas ha-Torah. Right? Or yeah. Right? And it says in Targum Yerushalmi, b'chuchmas avahayinu aderach kulam b'chachma asisa. And that's what we say, that kulam, everything in the world was b'chachma asisa. It was created where? It was created afterwards and all the steps in the creative process that came after chachma. But kulam b'chachma asisa. Not just God, you created everything with intelligent design. Of course it means that. But it means that everything that we see in the world is wrapped up into one singular unified mimer of reishis, of chachma, b'chachma asisa, b'reishis, Bara Elokim es Hashemayim es Haaretz. Anoichi Hashem lekecha. Everything is wrapped up into that one unified mimer. You can see where this is going already. That all the multiplicity in this natural world is ultimately kulam. All of the dvarim harbe of this world is bechachma asisa. They were all rooted in that one unified mimer sasam of Bereishis Bara Elokim Reishis Chachma. And therefore, he says, "Abatevas Bereishis Huas Chalas HaTorah Nichlo Kalat Torah Mereish Vad Soif." In this word Bereishis, the whole Torah is wrapped up into this word Bereishis, and the whole natural world that's created through the letters of the Torah, and all Jewish souls are all wrapped up as one into this word Bereishis in the beginning, Bechuchmasa. But Memelai says, and therefore, Bereishis is Pashtus Kalat Torah Kula. From that word Reishis, the whole Torah extends. That's the beginning. That's the seed. Tonight is Tu B'Shvat, Be'ezer Hashem in America. Later tonight is Tu B'Shvat. And that's the whole thing of Tu B'Shvat, is that the seeds are starting to take root, is that the sap is starting to go up the tree. Something's beginning. It's the seminal. That's why we call it the seminal. It's the earliest. It's the seed from which all of this wonderful creation is going to extend. And this is the time, Tu B'Shvat, to tap into that seed within, to tap into that deepest core identity from which everything else extends. That's the word Bereishis. That's the seed of the Torah, and everything else extends from that unified mimer, from that one word. And because the whole Torah, and because the whole world, the natural world, is rooted within this word Bereishis, within this concept of Chachma, you're going to find Chachma in every letter in the Torah, because they all come from the word Bereishis, which is B'chuchmasa. And so in every word of the Torah, and in every flower, and in every, and every, you know, laughter of a child, and in every bird's, you know, wings that are flapping, and in every cloud that passes overhead, and every single step that we take, it's B'chuchmasa, because it's all rooted in Bereishis, because all the Asar Mamores with which the whole natural world was created are wrapped up into Bereishis, and Bereishis is B'chuchmasa. So there's Chachma everywhere you look. Everywhere you look. That's why the Torah begins with the letter Beis, Besoifa Belamid, and it ends with Lamid. Lamid Beis is Lev, but it also represents the 32 paths of Chachma that the Zohar Kadosh tells us. There are Lamid Beis Nesivas Chachma. Some of us might be familiar from the Piyot of Bar Yochai. We say Lamid Beis Nesivas Chachma. That they're all wrapped up into this unified light of Chachma. And this is pshat that we say every Friday night in Eishes Chayil, Piha, a reference to the Torah, Pascha b'Chachma. That Pia, the Torah, begins and opens her mouth, so to speak, with Chachma. That it's all rooted in Bereishis, which is B'chuchma. So Be'emes, Be'teva Zulevado Yisagi. Listen to this, what he says, Mamish, amazing. I'll try to finish in the next couple of minutes. In truth, it would have been enough to just have this word in a Torah scroll, and it would have contained everything that we need to know. Just this word Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the whole world with the word Bereishis. Just the word Bereishis, without any ashtalshalus into further mamaris, and into 613 mitzvahs, and into thousands, if not millions, of halachas. Could have just been the seed itself, because it contains, it's the DNA, it contains everything. Kibay nichla, kalat har kula. Right? Or I went back. Right. No, and the whole world could have just been created with the word Bereshis. That's it. And Chazal tell us this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world just with Maimer Echad. El of a Torah's Chesed al Hashoyna. What do Chazal say? Why did Hashem create the world with 10 Mamaris and not just one? Because the Torah is Torah's Chesed. Hainu Mashi Yish Lashin B'Torah Shemis Bashetes Lehar B'Diburim Hu Michazdi Yisbarach. That the Torah's Chesed al Hashoyna. This that the Torah has a Lashon, which means that it continues to speak, which means that it proceeds past the letter Beis of the word Bereshis or the Aleph of the word Anoichi, and it enumerates further Diburim, Lashon, is Torah's Chesed al Hashoyna. That it's all Chesed. What's the Chesed? Hainu Mashi Yesh Lashon V'Torah Shem Espashetes Laharbi Diburim. To leave that world of the unified element of Echad Yachinu Miyuchad Abayema Hu Yashem Echad Ushmai Echad, and come down into the world of Goyrel, into the world of Teva, into the world of multiplicity and Dvarim Harbe, is Kamosha Kasav, because the Mishnah continues, Litin Sachar Toyib Letzadik, to give tremendous reward to the tzaddikim, that they didn't just mikayim the maimar echa, but all the mamars. And they didn't just keep the Torah that was anoichi Hashem lekecha, but they kept all the aseres hadibros, the same thing. But now we can understand so much deeper, and with this we'll finish, b'siyata d'shmaya. What a privilege to be able to learn this with you. Thank you so much, each and every one of you, for joining. It means so much to me. And it's only because you're here that we're able to learn in such depth and with such clarity. B'siyata d'shmaya, from each and every one of us. Listen to this. The Zohar Kodesh tells us. You know what it means? It means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give the tzaddikim the opportunity to demonstrate that even in the world of Dvarim Harbe, everything is rooted in the Echad Yachad Miuchad. That there's a certain element of godliness, and there's a certain revelation that comes about, not despite, but specifically because of the Dvarim Harbe. And then, when we're able to be makir the MS, even in the Dvarim Harbe, to be able to realize that even in this illusion of multiplicity and disparity, we're able to realize that everything at the Shorish, on the letter of Litzarif Osios, on the letter of the spiritual elements and core and root of everything is Echad Yachad Miuchad. That's the biggest, biggest, most beautiful tikkun in the world. That's the deepest expression and revelation of godliness that there ever could be. And that's the whole purpose, specifically in the Ramchal, but certainly in the Arizal, of the entirety of creation. And the shtalshalus of Ra is only so that in the end, it too can be revealed as having been mi'omik hatov. That kol ma da'ovid rachmana, any question that we have that we don't understand why there's evil in the world, kol ma is letav of it. That ultimately is rooted in Kadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, not just with one maimer, but with all the mamarim. Because through that, basara mamari, shabahem nivru shamayim ba'aretz, through that, the tzaddikim are able to demonstrate that even in all the other mamaris, and even in all the other dibris, it's all rooted in anoichi Hashem lekecha, it's all rooted in bereshis bara lekim. Kula mechachma is berira, says the Zohar Kodesh, that everything is clarified, everything is understood as being rooted in the deepest, deepest, deepest shurish of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's oneness in the realm of Chachma. There's nothing that goes out of this element of Chachma. Nothing. Out of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's intellect, out of that all-encompassing and unifying element of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's master plan, right? Which everything, including Ra, it's all part and parcel of. And that's what the tzaddik's job is, in an unbelievable, unbelievable way. To lift them up to their source of the Makairam, to their source in oneness, of Zeo Mamtikaladin and Misharsham. And through this, they sweeten all of the judgments by bringing it to its source to realize that Anoichi is Hashem Elekech, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elekeinu, but Hashem Echad. That all of the Elokeinu, which is Gematria, Elokeim is Gematria Hateva, all of nature, all of this element of multiplicity and disparity, it's ultimately Yudke Vavke, it's ultimately Rachamim, it's ultimately it's ultimately chesed, it's ultimately echad, it's achdus, and we're able to sweeten anything that's going on in our lives, all the yiridas and all the yish, that tzaddik comes and screams to the world for all generations till Mashiach comes, ein shem yish ba'olam klal, to give us the tools to be able to handle every single area of life, to realize that this too is rooted in the realm of oneness, of rooted in the realm of baruch atoiva ametiv. That das of Mashiach. That source in Hashem's goodness and oneness, which is the essence of life. And this will finish. This is what the Pasuk tells us. That for you, Yarishmi, you tzaddikim that are fearing my name, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will shine for you Shemesh, the light of the sun, which will be tztaka, which will give you like a righteous sun, and umarpe, it'll heal you. Shemesh, what does it mean? Shemesh, shemesh. This sun is a reference to the Torah, Hainu HaTorah Shei Taryag, V'chav Zayin Oisiyas Mispar Shemesh, that the gematria of Shemesh, which is 640, is the gematria of the 613 mitzvahs plus the 27 letters, is Shemesh, and that's a reference to the Torah. But the Chilu Rechimu, that you who are engaged with the Torah in a way of chesed and gevura, of das, of balance, of ava and yira, and that one doesn't need to negate the other, but that they exist in tandem. It's two wings of the bird that only together bring us to the place of being able to rise up to the sky and to the heavens above. V'hiya shmi b'tayra, v'zeu shmi shemesh. When you find me in the Torah, and when you engage in the Torah in such a way that doesn't obscure the Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, but on the contrary reveals that Hashem is in love with us, and that the whole tachlis is to come into a relationship with Him, which is what the tzaddikim Yemincha Pshuta the Kabbal Shavim came to the world to do. So then the Torah will become for you a tzedakah, this ability to do chesed with others, to bring others back, and marpe will become this element of healing, to take all the lowliness and all the brokenness and all the illness and all the sickness and all the despair in the world, and marpe to cleanse it. Will sweeten all the judgments. V'zeo shereem is kind of pasuk, and this will finish. This is what the pasuk is telling us. Vayava yumarasa, that they came to this place of marasa where things were bitter. And they weren't able to drink the water. What does it mean they weren't able to drink the water? What does it mean that the Torah itself was bitter in the sense that it was disconnected from the Noichi Hashem Alikecha, and they didn't know what to do, and that they weren't able to connect to the Torah in such a way of Shema Yisrael Havaya Likeinu Havaya Echa, to realize that the Torah is trying to gift us with this consciousness to realize that everything in life, both the good things and the bad things and the ups and the downs, but the Torah itself became bitter because it was lacking that aspect of Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, of oneness, of unity, of kulam chachma is berira. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him to do? Vayiroyo Hashem Eitz. Hainu Hashem Baruch Hu Noisin Eitza. Eitz Miloshen Eitza. Hashem gave him an Eitza. Hainu Sheyilmadu Lishma. And what was the Eitz of Hashem? Vayiro Hashem Eitz. Hashem Eitz. That Hashem is the Eitz. Learn Torah Lishma. She Hashem Baruch Hu B'toich HaTorah. Find the Anoichi Hashem Alekecha in the Torah. Find the Bereishis, which is the unified source of the world within the multiplicity of this worldliness. And then all of the bitter waters, all of the multiplicity of this world that's connected to the pasuk, mayim rabim lo yichlu lechabes es ahava. Mayim is always rabim. Mayim itself is lashon rabim, right? Rabim, the pluralistic element of this worldliness, which is mayim, which is bitter, is going to be able to be purified if we're going to have a yiro'u. What's the eitz of Hashem? Hashem eitz. Find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. Find Hashem. Find the Anoichi Hashem Alekecha within the Torah. Find the Bereishis, that element within which everything in the world is rooted in Hashem's oneness. Find the spirituality in the source of the world that only comes through the tzaddik, and then everything is sweet. And kibizem maybe zechus ubihiros zakus ubihiros arachachma. And that's why the pasuk continues, Ki Ani Hashem Refecha, because that's the way that we're going to heal the world, is with Ani Hashem, is to realize that everything in Yiddishkeit is a means toward an ultimate end, which is a relationship. And that's what the tzaddikim are gifting us with, this das of balance, but that it comes through the tzaddik, which is Yemincha Hashem Pshuta Lekabel Shavim. Those that learn Torah Lishma, Zoichin, Zachin, they make it clean, L'dvarim Harbe, Mitzarif, Oisi Hashem, Nibishmaim, Ba'aretz, Pia Pascha, V'chachma, all of these psukim that we learned, the deepest depth of to be able to hold on. To be able to open our hearts to this gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, to the Yemin HaShem Pshuta LeKabel Shavim, to realize what is the Yemin HaShem, what is the Chesed, that the Chesed is the Tzadikim that HaShem gave us, that they're gifting us this Das to Kedusha, this Das which is Chasadim and Gevuris mixed together, Ava and Yira, Dechilu, Dechimu, balance for every area of life, to be able to gift us with those eyes, to be Zoich in the Dvarim Harbe, so that no matter what we go through in life, and no matter what age and whatever stage and what background and where we're living physically and what's going on in life and the day-to-day mundanity of living, we're able to realize and intuit and to be able to identify the element within which everything is Echad Yachad Miuchad, wherein everything is a Noichi Hashem Lekecha, to find throughout all of the halachos, to find Hashem's presence, to find Him there begging us and giving us the ability and the opportunity to relate to Him, to be able to go on, like we spoke recently, to go on dates, first date, date one, date two, date three, and to deepen that relationship further and further. There's nothing more exciting or beautiful, and to be able to see all of nature as being wrapped up in Bereishis Bar Elokim, to lift this whole world up to its source in Kedusha and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. So with this we'll end. We're already 5 minutes over time, but I really think that this is such a foundational and fundamental piece. Each piece that we learn, we try to pick those pieces that are mamish all-encompassing, that we should always not just say a little Torah here and a little Vart there, how this Pasuk fits with that Pasuk and how this makes sense and it's nice and it's sweet. We want to focus on the essence. That's one of the values of LPI, is essentiality. Is that we want to say Torahs that are cut to the core of our Yiddishkeit, that treat and bolster and fortify the essence of our faith, so that we can gift ourselves with these tools, with these kalim, the fork and the knife, and then engage with Torah to be able to give it over to our children and our grandchildren. Me'ezer Hashem, the anonymous sponsor of this year, also in the schus that he should be able to see Doris Yisharim Umuvaracha Me'ezer Hashem, and we have a few sponsors. Me'ezer Hashem, all of them should be zochet to the Dvarim Harbe Beruchnius Uvegashmius, to be able to sweeten and find Hashem in every area of life. Thank you so much. For joining me, and we can only do this ever with you joining us and with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so I will let you go, wishing you the most beautiful, wonderful, sweet, and holy Shabbos. And Be'ezer Hashem, we have tonight an event that we're partnering with two other organizations, a Tu B'Shvat event, Be'ezer Hashem. So you can find the information on our status. The link to join is totally free. Joey Newcomb and Yassi Katz and Jonathan Rietti. Very, very special event. B'siyat Rishmaya. Okay, Chevra, thank you so much. What a privilege to be able to learn this with you. And wishing you the most beautiful Shabbos.
Thank you.
Cult of Chevra.